hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor. On this, their birthday, we've been talking about ways Satan tries to keep you from worshiping God. Here's another one. He shows you how many of those who follow Christ with obedience are poor and despised. Satan will ensure that you see that those who are most interested in worshiping God are the poorest and most despised of all. You can see echoes of this in John 7. The Pharisees answered them, said, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." And so, you know, the Pharisees and people who are in power try to make you believe that you're not in the right clique when you worship God. Here's another way Satan tries to stop you from worshiping. He shows you that the majority of the people in the world, along with the great and the mighty of the world, do not worship the Lord. Satan will ask you, "Don't you see that great, rich, honorable, and intellectual, elite, wise, most honored, and the sheer majority of people don't trouble themselves with worshiping God? Wouldn't you be much better off to be like them? After all, why would you think that you, of all people, have to figure this out?" To have success here, he will intentionally draw your attention away from Exodus 23:2, where it says, "You shall not fall in with the many who do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit siding with the many, so as to prefer justice." So he'll make you think that the majority of the people, the powerful people, the great and mighty, don't worship God and you should be a part of them. He'll also fill your mind with unimportant and distracting thoughts while you're attempting to worship God. He afflicts you with so much distraction and futility, you're tempted to say, "I have no desire to hear from the Lord or hear his word, no desire to speak to him in prayer, no desire to spend time with other Christians." He crowds out the very thought of worshiping by the sheer weight of lesser concerns, little stuff. "Man, I can't pay my bill. Man, my car note's due. I ain't got no gas in my car." You know, things like that, those little things that occupy your mind, the circumstantial stuff, he'll fill your mind with that and distract you while you're trying to worship. It'll keep you from worshiping if you'll allow it. And finally, he encourages you to take comfort in past performances of your religious duties. In that way, he convinces you to stop trying and to be satisfied. He reminds you that in the past, you've read so much and prayed so much and spent so much time in worship. And having reminded you, he convinces you that you've earned the right to kind of chill for a while. "You already know this. You've already done this. You've already prayed that. You've been to enough worship services, so chill." Satan tries to stop you from worshiping God, and he'll use all those ways. We want to thank Tim Chalice. He's the author of this, and it's very enlightening. Thank you, Tim Chalice. Ways that Satan tries to keep you from worshiping God. Hey, listen, that's it. That's all. But we have more. And it'll be tomorrow before we bring it to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Ham Camp, the Wade Hampton Show. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. We're looking forward to being with you tomorrow morning. Until then, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Coming up on Friday's The Wade Hampton Show, we're going to ask the question, should Christians hug in church? That's very interesting. We will also be playing Bible Jeopardy. And we've got birthdays and anniversaries. Why don't you give us a call? That's Friday here on The Wade Hampton Show on KAYT KQJO-FM.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Lily, what kind of music do you like?
Real up-to-date gospel music that allow me to,
Kawish, it's time to cross over.
Here you go.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for you. See, I tried giving love in the past, but I guess he was saving best for last. Oh, God, just show it. If I live right, so I'ma sip this tea and get my dress right. Netflix and chill out, ain't it sweet? He'll bless you too if you just believe. We cuddled up like 3 degrees. Let's get what the Lord has done for me.
I remember when this song came out, and I was like, oh, is this gospel? Can I play this on the church, man, when we drive up to the guest churches? Because I don't need the saints looking at me like I'm crazy. And come to find out, it was gospel, and I had everybody hooked on the like
bombs. Yo, give me one for Aretha.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for you. See, I tried giving love in the past, but I guess he was saving.
Saves the best for last.
Oh, God, just show it out.
That's the way you do it.
Like Mary, but no, it's just Mary.
Forrest Gump, church pew, and some chocolate. Drippy in my Toms, I'm so awkward lit. Fairy tales, wishing well. Hit the best scene, so wish you well. I'm around my world, equate. Why we on these doorsteps, newspaper? If you tell your mama I'm a church dude, she'll let me slide through the crib like a house shoe.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for
thank
you. See, I tried.
You tried. He's always covering you. He saves the best for last. Don't worry about the past. The celebration is last.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
Awesome.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
New music now.
Stop!